Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU on this Thursday. I'm Kurt Gwartney. Oklahoma is now number 6 in the nation in wind-generated electricity capacity, and last week the state helped set a wind power record for the entire region. The number of wind farms is expected to increase, and as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, that growth is worrying weather forecasters because wind turbines can confuse radar.
The 150-foot-long blades spinning atop a wind turbine and the undulating ominous clouds that accompany severe weather look the same to a computer.
Well, let me show you what's on a radar screen here.
Ed Ciardi is a meteorologist for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We're in the Radar Operations Center in Norman, which controls all 158 of the country's weather radar sites. Ciardi pulls up the feed from a station in southwest Oklahoma near the Texas border.
And as you can see, this is a current radar image. There are returns from the wind farm. It's just across the river. It's about 10 miles away. And they look like thunderstorms or strong rain showers.
Now, KOCO 5 First Alert Weather with Chief Meteorologist Damon Lane.
We're getting some very large hail in southwestern Oklahoma right now, especially south of Hollis here.
Okay, well, a weather radar works by sending out a pulse of radio energy, essentially, bounces off of raindrops, hailstones, and so forth, comes back and tells us something about the target and the speed.
That's Robert Palmer, a professor and associate vice president for research at the University of Oklahoma's School of Meteorology. Palmer says those radar signals also hit other objects like buildings.
The problem is a wind turbine is a very large structure like a building, but it's also moving because of the blades.
And because turbines are moving with the wind, the same wind that's powering storms and weather systems, current radar technology can't tell the difference. There are two solutions to the problem, and both have complications. One is to write new computer programs to filter out wind farm radar clutter. Palmer has been working on that for 7 years.
The algorithms we're coming up with are really complex.
The equations need fast computers, which would require upgrades at radar stations. That would include a lengthy testing process. In all, a time-consuming and expensive proposition for a federal agency facing uncertain budgets. Ciardi with NOAA says another solution is to prevent wind farms from being built near weather radars.
But the wind resource happens to be right where the most severe weather occurs.
Wind farms are multiplying and expanding in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and throughout the Great Plains, where the nation's wind energy potential is concentrated. Ciardi doesn't think it's going to be possible to keep all the turbines away. Federal and state governments don't have any rules preventing wind operators from building near weather radar stations. Ciardi says NOAA has asked the industry to voluntarily submit its projects for the federal agency to review.
It's been a pretty good working relationship, and so far we've had pretty good cooperation.
There is some anecdotal evidence that wind farm radar clutter has impaired weather forecasts in the past, but Ciardi says it's mostly a nuisance right now. But more wind farms could mean more confusion.
That confusion will cause them probably to play on the safe side and issue more warnings than are necessary, so we'd have an increased false warning rate for severe weather.
Ciardi says false warnings train people to ignore forecasters. And when forecasters cry wolf, Oklahomans may stop paying attention, a real danger in Tornado Alley. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's public media stations and NPR. For more on the wind industry and energy policy, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.